Day number two, talking with Senator John Bozeman. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us today.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much as always. I very much appreciate you visiting.
On our Facebook, we have people that handle our Facebook and our website and all the social media that goes out there. But someone asked a question if you were going to address last week, which that was pre-recorded, about the veteran suicide. And I thought, well, that's timely because we had today scheduled. And you were going to be talking about the VA Missions Acts and also about the prevention of veteran suicide. Can you address that a little bit, what's going on there?
Well, I'm glad that you bring it up, Bob. This is so, so very important, so timely. Here's the problem. Every day, about 20 veterans a day commit suicide. If you look back 10 years ago, about 20 veterans a day were committing suicide. Since that time, we probably quadrupled the amount of money that we're spending in the VA to try and move the needle, and yet we're not. We're still having this continued veteran suicide without really making a lot of change. One of the problems, Bob, and this is really important, is that the VA will only have contact with about six of those 20 veterans. 14 of them are outside of the VA system, so they don't have anything to do with the VA for whatever reason. Maybe they don't know, maybe they got a problem with the VA or whatever, maybe they're in a very rural area, and just, again, are in a situation where they can't get to the VA. So what we did in the Senate was introduce a bill that basically said we would give small grants to entities that were doing a good job reaching these people. And really, making it such that we increased our spending. Let's look at where that spending is going. Let's get some measurements out there to say, whether or not the programs that we're spending it on now are working. If they're not, we're going to decrease funding there and then plus it up on programs that are working. And so a lot of groups that do a tremendous job are not the VA. They're outside groups. Many of them are faith-based. Some of them aren't. But whatever, if they're doing a good job and working in this area, then we're going to give them increased abilities to reach more people. And then not to take away from the VA, to grab those people, get them the help they need, and then get them into the VA system where they can get even more help. The House now visited with a group over there, and they introduced it over there. Arkansas delegation as a whole has been working hard on this. In the next little bit, we're going to do our very, very best to see if we've been doing our best, but we're going to change direction and we're going to work very hard to move the needle and start reducing the amount of suicide.
And one thing that people got to remember that anytime they have a question about veterans, your office is always there, and you've been a champion for veterans your entire political career. And that's something we've talked about over the past week, last week, and today. And how can a person, sometimes they feel like these are gimme, like handouts, the veterans' services, but they're not. They're there for them that served.
No, you're exactly right. These are earned benefits. These are part of the package that people sign up for. And when you sign up, you essentially say, I'll do whatever my country asks me to do. And as we all know, sadly, that can be placing yourself in significant harm's way. They do that gladly. But we do need to honor the benefits that we've made with them. And so that's really what this is all about. Secretary Wilkie, the head of the VA, has really come out and supported this effort of, again, not only using the VA, but trying to use outside groups to identify these 14 that are taking their lives that don't have VA contact. And so we're working hard to make it such, as I said earlier, to decrease that number. And I think that's how you go about it.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about the Farm Bill, trade, and more. Thanks for joining us today on Open Mic.